Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All righty, the Twins in 30 minutes, the Lake Show now. Welcome in. News Talk 830 WCCO. It's the day after. The day after the return of Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel continues to be a big talker because he returned to late night television last night. Jimmy Kimmel Live had 6.26 million viewers last night. Some would say that this entire controversy has actually grown Jimmy Kimmel's base of potential viewers a little bit bigger. Regardless of whether Next Gen and the Sinclair, you know, affiliates and all that stuff, how they are trying to look at this thing moving forward. But I think that when you look at this, some people will say that Jimmy Kimmel was the winner. I don't want to look at it in that way, that Jimmy Kimmel was a winner in all of this. He survived this. He was put in an uncomfortable position, and the country and the majority of people out there, whether you liked Jimmy Kimmel or not, said, no, we are not on board with the censorship of a comedian in Jimmy Kimmel. And I'm talking about getting support from people that typically don't support Jimmy Kimmel. Okay. In his entire monologue was 17 minutes and like 5 seconds or something. It was slightly over 17 minutes. We're not going to clearly play the monologue because this is not the Jimmy Kimmel Live replay, but we're going to play a clip. And to me, it was the most important point that he made last night in his monologue. And it was about what is important in all of this.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this. I've had the opportunity to meet and spend time with comedians and talk show hosts from countries like Russia, countries in the Middle East, who tell me they would get thrown in prison for making fun of those in power, and worse than being thrown in prison. They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American. That is un-American, and it is so dangerous.
He's 100% right about that. To me, that 53-second clip is the most important clip that you need to hear from his show last night and from his monologue, because that is what is most important. That's what matters, is that there is something that we talk about and we promote. And everybody talks about it, but not everybody, I don't think, actually, you know, is really about freedom of speech. But the reality is him talking about the importance of, in the United States of America, that we have the opportunity, that we have the right to be able to speak our mind, right? And not have the powers that be, not have the government try to collude with other companies and try to suppress our voices. His show is not important because he's Jimmy Kimmel. The show is important because, like any other show, people should have the opportunity and the right to voice their opinion, whether we like it or not. The same way that we have said for the last, week and a half now, that Charlie Kirk had the right to say whatever he pleased, whatever he wanted to talk about, whatever he wanted to discuss and debate about. And unfortunately, somebody with terrible intentions, somebody evil, killed him. So I like that Kimmel did that. Kimmel, and I didn't watch every single second of the monologue. I saw bits and pieces of it. I'm going to actually dive into the entire monologue tonight from start to finish. But it didn't seem as though he gave, like, necessarily an apology. He explained himself in terms of, like, look, my intention, I never intended once to disparage or to make light of Charlie Kirk being killed in the way that he was, or to joke about that specific situation. He made that clear. I did see that part. I don't know if there was another part where he flat out apologized, but in the clips that I saw last night, it didn't seem that he apologized. But another thing I do want to play here is, because in the Kimmel bite there, he said coerce. That was a word that he used. That word came up today, coercion, came up today with Andrew Sorkin on CNBC on Squawk Box. He was talking to Congressman Jim Jordan about, it was, what do we call them, truths? Because I'm not on Truth Social, but they're truths, right? Is that what they're called, truths? Even though, is that?
I think that's what they call truths.
We'll just roll with what they're called, truths. Because when you're on Twitter, they're called tweets, whatever, right? So Donald Trump, who is still in his feelings about Jimmy Kimmel, which, by the way, as the as the president of the United States of America, why do you care about Jimmy Kimmel? He should not give a damn about Jimmy Kimmel. You should be tasked with lowering grocery prices, ending wars. You talk about you want a Nobel Peace Prize. Do all the things to get a Nobel Peace Prize. Trying to silence Jimmy Kimmel is not going to get you a Nobel Peace Prize. It's not going to happen. All right. But Jim Jordan joined Andrew Sorkin, and Andrew asked him about a truth or a social media post, we'll just call it that, from Donald Trump, in which it almost seems like he's trying to extort, like he needs to go further with ABC.
Congressman, can I just read you something? This is what the president of the United States says. And you tell me whether you think this sounds like coercion or not. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. Mm.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can say this is the pressure from the government, because ABC put him back on. I didn't stay up and watch it, but I think he was back on last night. So how is that? How is that the government's taking him off the air when, in fact, the ABC themselves, Disney, made the decision? Oh, we got two of our people we do business with, Nextar and Sinclair.
Right. I'm saying, but you
a number of affiliates.
But that does sound like pressure from the government, right? But there's pressure. It may not be successful pressure, but it's pressure from the government.
I guess you can say maybe some, but I don't think this is what drove this. I think this was
a decision.
Decision.
What do you make of what your peers
actually to watch the
show? What do you think of what Ted Cruz said about this? He said, Government shouldn't be in this business of trying to pressure anybody about free speech at all.
No, fair enough. And look, I think we should be defending.
All right, and so he basically agrees when that point comes up, when Sorkin brings up that Ted Cruz and some other conservatives said, look, I may be a Republican, I may be conservative, but I'm not with this. Which, and I'll give Ted Cruz his props, okay, for standing up and saying, I'm not with this. Because most times they're just going to go ahead and just, and when I say they, I'm talking about politicians, just go ahead and side with their party, just, and this is both Democrats and Republicans, regardless of what happens. Like, whatever the leaders in the party say, they just hop on board with it. The bottom line is, there are some that understood and said, look, we can't do this. Because when you start hearing people start referring to the United States of America in certain things with regards to media as state run, that ain't good. You don't want that. And so I thought that last night went well for Jimmy Kimmel. We just stated the numbers. They said 6.26 million viewers. And that's not with that. That's even without the Sinclair situation with those affiliates saying, no, we're going to preempt them still. What'd you think? Did you watch the entire you watched the entire monologue, right?
I did. I saw it on YouTube this morning. And that's kind of where, you know, because of the hours that we work, if there's anything I want to catch, whether it's late night or, you know, a sporting event or whatever, I'll normally catch it on YouTube, you know, the next morning when my kid's getting ready for school. I thought Kimmel hit on all the points and he stayed true to himself. I think that's what I wanted to see. I'm like, okay, was Jimmy Kimmel going to, you know, quote unquote, water himself down?
Or bend the knee.
Yep. You know, one thing he did is he did acknowledge the Instagram post that he did put up regarding Charlie Kirk's family, which if you look back the day after, he did put that on. So it's he did show that compassion. He mentioned Erica Kirk and how she forgave, Charlie's killer and how we should do that following her example. So there was a lot there, but to say, I mean, he was very honest and, you know, this was an FCC Brandon Carr decision to put the pressure on ABC, on Disney, but then it was also Disney's ABC's business decision. So it was really, it was a government initiated, but ultimately a business backed kind of a circular sort of way that this all came together.
Yeah. All right. 651-461-9226. Jimmy Kimmel was a big talker, I think, last night and people viewing it. But there was something that occurred to me yesterday. And look, I'm on the other side now, I think, hopefully, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx myself, with this whole wisdom teeth situation. But I did have to throw up for a couple of minutes last night. And it wasn't because of the tooth. I'll tell you why next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Collier. Good. 20 points for Nafisa.
I threw up last night. I thought that this game was over. Wasn't, though. Because last night, the Minnesota Lynx, they didn't exhibit the killer instinct. They didn't. When you are up 20, you got to finish it, man. You got to finish it. When you are up 20 points in the second half now, you're the Lynx, man. You've got the championship DNA. You've got the pedigree. You don't lose that game. I'm extremely disappointed, and I do think that we are in for a lengthy series now, in which it could have been a situation in which the Lynx go up 2-0. You're guaranteed at worst to come back here, but unfortunately, you're not guaranteed that. You got to go and you got to win now a game, Chris, to make sure you get back home.
Yeah, and it was when it was bad enough watching it unfold, but then you see all of the information and just how bad it was, right? The worst home playoff loss at home by a team in WNBA history.
You're up 20 in the second half.
That was the biggest comeback on the road for a team in WNBA history. And it's not like the Lynx are sitting in there like they got lucky to get into the second round. Like, this is the number one seed in the WNBA playoffs. And, you know, give Phoenix a lot of credit because they were hitting shots. The Lynx, I mean, they could hit shots. They fell apart. But at the end of the day, I mean, at home, you had everything going your way. And,
yeah,
To say it's
disappointing is an understatement.
Well, it's the only time I can ever remember the Lynx collapsing like we've seen from other Minnesota teams. So congratulations, Lynx. You got your one out of the way. Now go down to Phoenix. And, I mean, I still believe the Lynx are a better team. But, man, I don't know if that's got to be a wake-up call. I mean, I hope that they take a look in the mirror and they realize that that was absolutely one that they let get away. Because it's inexcusable if you're the Minnesota Lynx to let Phoenix win that game.
Well, you know, one of the things that I would bring up now, and it goes without saying because we all understand this, that when you look at the Minnesota Lynx and them being the number one seed, just because you're the number one seed and because you've been the best team in the league all year long doesn't mean anything anymore.
I was wondering if you kind of thought that they kind of had a little bit of that mojo, you know, you see coming in and they're dancing and they're doing all this and they're doing all that.
Well, the reason why I just bring that up is because typically you don't have to talk about that or say that with Cheryl Reeves' teams. Like, that's not really a thing with her teams. You don't have to really bring it up.
Well, I mean, I guess you have to. I mean, after last night, is this something that the players...
That's embarrassing.
It is.
Like, and I don't say that lightly. Like typically, we don't say that about the Lynx because it's such a... I mean, you talking about pros?
The Lynx are the one franchise you would expect would not do this.
That's a gut punch. 20-point lead you blow in the second half, and then you... Heck, I'd rather you just lose in regulation than not even in overtime.
I mean, it was the... Yeah, as a comeback, if you missed a shot at the buzzer, you're like, okay... You know, you're, what, 79, tied at 79, going into overtime. And then I'm sitting here doing some things for the Twins. I look up, and I'm like, there's like 2.5 minutes gone in overtime, and the Lynx still have 79 points. I'm like, you mean to tell me that Phoenix went on a 6-0 run in a 5-minute overtime?
They shot 25% from three.
That's atrocious.
They were 7 of 28.
That is atrocious. So, I mean, I guess, is this a Cheryl Reeve issue now? Does she have to motivate them, or is this a team like the Lynx saying...
A Cheryl Reeve issue? In what way?
Well, I mean, does she have to motivate this team? I mean, do they motivate themselves after last night?
I mean, I think coach is always going to coach. So, that's not going to stop. That's not going to stop at all. We'll see. Game 3 is in Phoenix on Friday. Coming up next, we've got Twins pregame, and you know what's going to happen after the game? Hopefully another successful winning final pitch. Final pitch, nonetheless. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.